In Haiti, police have opened fire on anti-government demonstrators. This after weeks of discontent and protest against the government of Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Jerry Haddon is in Port-au-Prince. And Jerry, what's going on there?
Well, I've just come from this incident up in the hills of Port-au-Prince. What happened basically was there was an attempted student demonstration earlier this morning by medical students. That was broken up by police firing tear gas and by gangs pelting the protesters with stones. This has been a common occurrence. One student was struck by a tear gas canister and actually entered his chest. He later died from that injury, and his body was taken to this very nice hospital, sort of the premier hospital of Port-au-Prince up on the hill. There was a large gathering there, several hundred people protesting the student's death, mourners, students, professionals. And as it began to get dark, they lit some fires in the road with tires and began to exchange rocks with some Aristide supporters not too far away. When it got dark, all of a sudden, the police, who had just been hovering outside the scene, came barreling through in this anti-riot truck with their anti-riot police through the flaming barricade and chased in their truck all of these students and protesters and journalists up onto the hospital property, where they opened fire on the crowd. And I came in just behind the police truck and saw at least two bodies that appeared to be lifeless in one hospital corridor. And as we left the scene, we could hear gunfire continuing and people screaming, but it had gotten dark by that point, so we couldn't see anything.
Jerry, as you said, the student who was shot and killed was actually struck by a canister, a tear gas canister, when police actually moved in and fired on the protesters. In that second case, were they using live bullets?
It appears to be the case. You know, it was just getting dark, and that truck came rolling down the hill. Several journalists took cover on an adjacent property there, but we saw them driving in with weapons pointed and firing the loud reports of their semi-automatic weapons. And then coming in behind them, as I say, we saw these two apparently lifeless bodies lying inside the hospital, and many of the fleeing protesters had run inside the hospital. The doors were open because people were parading in to see this fellow who died earlier in the day.
These protests and these demonstrations have been going on for some time now in Haiti. Is there any possibility that there might be some sort of international intervention to bring the situation under control?
It's hard to say. The Caribbean community, known as CARICOM, did propose earlier this week to send some kind of multinational security force. Aristide opponents don't like that idea because they don't trust CARICOM entirely. Some think that they'll just help out President Aristide in his quest to hang on to power, which is what they don't want to see. As far as international diplomatic pressure, there have been many messages from the United States government cautioning and warning President Aristide to bring this disorder and chaos under control. The reason that the opposition has grown so much recently is precisely because what was a much smaller movement was repeatedly suppressed and attacked by street gangs that protesters say are being armed by the government and by police who, at least in the week that I've been here, seem to willing to crack down on the protesters but tend to ignore those that are the gangs that are attacking the protesters.
Many of these protests have been led by students. As these go on now for days and weeks, are they gaining, are they seeing more support from the general population?
I think so. You go to these protests. There was one yesterday. I think there were about between 10 and 20,000 people there, although it's always hard to measure those numbers. But there were, you know, the traditional people that have been against Aristide, who are the elite, the rich, the oligarchy here, that have never liked his populist rhetoric. They feel that he's inflamed the poor against them. But now you're also seeing a lot of people that look, you know, really kind of down and out joining the marches. And, of course, a lot of young people, because the students joined the protest back in December when their rector had his legs broken during an anti-government march by some thugs who claimed to support the president.
That was Jerry Haddon reporting from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. President Aristide is scheduled to go to Kingston, Jamaica, Friday for talks with other Caribbean leaders.